Wavesound Audiobooks presents The Settlement by Jock Sarong, narrated by Lewis Fitzgerald.
Once it was taught that their death was somehow to our credit. We would come in the name of the dead to admire ourselves. That was a long time ago. Now all we understand is that we don't understand. But we come in humility and in guilt, knowing that in some way we are all murderers. We are all cannibals, and the dead have been our victims.
Randolph Stowe, Tourmaline. Statement regarding First Nations cultural knowledge. This story did not only arise from my thoughts, and it belongs in significant ways to others. I have been generously supported. I pay my respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal nations whose rights, culture, and land are represented in this novel. I acknowledge their authority to have custodianship of appropriate cultural knowledge and history in relation to their unceded lands. I acknowledge the importance of respect for all Indigenous people of Australia in the owning and holding of stories and cultural knowledge from their own nations and clans. Multiple First Nations organisations and individuals have been contacted for consultation. I have read and applied the Australia Council's protocols for using First Nations cultural and intellectual property in the arts. A donation has been made to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation to be applied to the First Nations children of the Furneaux Islands in recognition of the knowledge that has been shared with me. Jock Sarong. Foreword.
This morning, I developed my plans to the chief Manalagena and explained to him that if the natives would desist from wanted outrages upon the whites, they would be allowed to remain in their respective districts and would have flour, tea and sugar, and clothes, etc. given to them, that a good white man would dwell with them and would take care of them, and would not allow any bad white man to shoot them, and he would go with them about the bush, like myself, and they then could hunt. He was much delighted.
George Augustus Robinson, Journals. George Augustus Robinson, 1791 to 1866, was a builder of no great reputation, and later an evangelist. In that
sample complete. Ready to continue?